So, Nigel, welcome to Sheffield United. Why did you feel this was the job for you?
Well, first of all, I mean, it's an honour to be asked to go and speak to the football club, listen to what they've got to go and say. And obviously, when you look at it, it's a fantastic football club. You know, I was at, you know, just down the road for 14 years. You know what it's like, the history of the football club. The fan base is phenomenal, you know, really passionate. And that's a big thing as well. I was watching the playoffs and you just think, you want to get back in the dugout because we've been out for a couple of months now and you've watched loads of games of football and you just think, you just want the smell of being involved again. And this is a fantastic football club. So, you know, I want to be in the Premier League. Everyone knows that. You know, we want to be in the Championship. But I've got no illusions at all that coming to Sheffield United is a great opportunity. It's a great football club. I'm very proud to be part of it. And I know that we're under no illusions of how challenging it is to get out of League One. You know, Sheffield's been in there for a few years now. We've had an opportunity previously to get out of it with two different sizes of clubs, if you like, in Scunthorpe and Southampton. So we know the expectation level that is going to be on everybody at Sheffield United to get promoted is going to be there. But I'd like to think it's one that we've dealt with before. But it's our expectation as well. That's why we've come here. We're very ambitious, and it's a great football club with a history, as I say.
Did it have to be a club of this size to go back into League One? You're a manager of a reputation of managing in the Premier League and the Championship, going back into the third tier. Did it have to be a Sheffield United?
Well, as you say, it's a massive football club, isn't it? And you know, once I was asked to come and speak and listen to what the owners had to say, then
did you need convincing at all?
Well, obviously we had to sit down, as you rightly say there, it's going back into League One again. You can sit and wait. You know, I've been out since December, where we've gone and seen loads of games of football, you really utilise our time, so I'm pleased with that. But you want to manage. I mean, you can be waiting and waiting and waiting. Sheffield United is a massive football club. You know, when they ask you to come and speak and listen to them, then you come and listen to them and you speak. And we got on really well. And, you know, we've managed to make sure I've got Andy Crosby and Dean Wilkins with us. So that's really pleasing. We've been successful in the past. And we want to be successful here at Sheffield United. But under no illusions, League One is challenging, you know, and the expectation level is going to be massive. But the expectation levels come from me as well, you know. So if we can all be united together as one, we have an opportunity.
I spoke to a couple of managers this week and they both said the same thing. Whoever takes this job has got to engage with the fans. The fans are going to be so important. Just, you know, is that an opinion that you would share as well?
Oh, very, very much so. I think every football club, you know, the football supporters are the lifeblood of any football club. And, you know, they travel the length and breadth of the country. They pay the money. They're entitled to their opinion. They want to see the football team where the players are having a go, putting their effort in. They want to see exciting football. They want to see goals. They want to see teams that's going to, you know, do everything they can to go and win things. And, you know, Sheffield United, no different. You know, and we're really looking forward to be part of it. And as I say, the expectation level will be there. You know, but that's from all of us. You know, we want to go and do well. And as I said, we can be united together. Likewise, you win a game, you get high. You lose a game, you get a bit low. We need to keep a bit of consistency about ourselves. But when we win, we don't get too high. And, you know, in the inevitability, right?
I guess you could tell.
You know, you lose a game, you don't get too low. You know, and you get ready for the next one, you keep going. But the ambition will be to go and, you know, it's football. It's love. We love football. So, you know, as you've alluded to there, you know, that we need to engage with the supporters, but I'd like to think we've always done that at every football club, so, you know, we'll be looking forward to that.
I guess there's a real similarity there with Southampton, not just the Strip, but the fact that you're taking over a team that has got a fan base that needs lifting. You've got a club that is used to being in the top division and is now in League One. Yeah. You know, how similar are those challenges?
Well, I mean, the big thing is, you know, we've experienced it before. I mean, people, you know, it's one stage at a time. Let's not be thinking you can get back-to-back promotions. That's a big ask, you know. It was something really special happened, for example, with ourselves at Southampton and Paul Lambert, for example, at Norwich. We've got to do one stage at a time, you know, and League One is tough. Sheffield United have been in League One for a few years now. We missed out fifth last year in the playoffs. So, you know, there'll be a lot of frustration there, but we've got to, you know, give everyone together, be galvanised, as I say, together. United together, we'll have an opportunity because we all want the same thing. And you know, you just highlighted there, I've had an opportunity to manage in the Premier League. We're taking Southampton from League One, managing the Premier League with Reading. You know, we've been with Scunthorpe, so you know, we've done the remit side of it. I love football. This is a proper football club, great passionate supporters, and we want to do everything we can while we're here.
As someone who had a lot of success at Scunthorpe, a lot of success at Southampton, what do you think you learned about the challenge at Reading?
It was an interesting one as well, because obviously when we joined Reading, we were in the Premier League, at the bottom, so it was a realisation probably go down. The Russian owner at the time, Anton Zingarevich, had obviously highlighted we could change things around and bring a lot of players in. Unfortunately, him and the football club almost went bust. So quickly the start of the Championship, that didn't materialise, so we had to carry on what we do. We missed the playoffs, last kick of the ball, you know. And last season, the remit was, can we just not get relegated? Can we save the club? Can we find a buyer? We played 9 of our under 21 teams. We started the season really well. So the remit was then brought in place, we were doing all right with. And then the new owners have come in, the goalposts changed a little bit in respect of, they then wanted to get promoted straight away, which wasn't going to happen with what we had there. But so you learn your lessons from it and you move on. We've still got a lot of real good friends down at Reading. But you move on. I'm really excited now to be at Sheffield United and the challenges that are going to be presented, but ones that, if you're in football, that's what you want.
Yeah, and it sounds like there was pressures on that job, different pressures maybe on this one. This is a football club that has had, I think you're the 8th permanent manager since Neil Warnock left in 2007, so it's not an easy job, is it?
No, but you don't want easy jobs. You want people to be ambitious and to be successful, and the noise of the crowd, if we can get it going, that'll be fantastic. But likewise, you're aware of the expectation levels and the results or the performances aren't going right, then the crowd, rightly so, will show their frustrations on it, you know. So that's not an issue, because we'll all be the same inside, we'll be seething inside. But if we can be united as a football club moving forward, as you just said there, I mean, maybe too many managers over the years, we need to have a little bit of consistency. And I'm certainly, you know, one that's been shown that you know, you'd like to try and stay at football clubs for as long as possible.
Do you think you need to win promotion this year?
Well, my objective is to. So that's from my point of view. I want to be, you know, we just talked about it. You've just gone and joined a football club in League One where many people were thinking you'd be trying to stay in the Championship, you know. So my ambition, you know, and the board and the owners are well aware of that, I want us to be getting ourselves promoted. So, but there lies the expectation for everybody. So experiences, you've said, from several different football clubs and the experience of being involved in football, hopefully we can utilise that where we can just keep everybody calm and consistent. And then come the end of the season, because that's when it's going to matter, come the end of the season, that we're in the hunt and with an opportunity to get ourselves out of this division and into the next one.
I spoke to your two coaches and they said, well, I asked them what kind of a manager Nigel Adkins is, and they said he will play winning football. Is that the key? It's not about necessarily playing attractive football all the time, it's about winning games.
I think that the big thing we've realised over the years, obviously, you look at the way we've played, for example, you go back to when I played at Bangor City, the way we played there, you know, beautiful football, but we won. You go to Scunthorpe United, we play good football, and we won. You go to Southampton, everyone can see how Southampton goes to play. You want to go and play that way as well, but sometimes you've got to realise the players that you've got, maybe experiences going into the previous club, the players you've got, you've got to make sure they can actually, they're comfortable doing what you ask them to go and do. But ultimately, it's win. You know, we're in it to win it. So you've got to give yourself an opportunity to do it. You know, the supporters come through, they want to be entertained. So we're mindful of that all the time. I've got a way in my mind how I want us to go and play, but you've got to make sure it's a way that you can go and win. You know, so you've got to be flexible and adaptable to be able to go and do that.
The fans are crying out for sort of wins and good football at Bramall Lane as well. They would argue they didn't have enough of that last season. But is it becoming harder to do, sort of impose yourselves as a home team these days? It seems like the way that teams set up away from home, it's not just Sheffield United, it's all the clubs you seem to go and watch, find it a bit harder at home these days.
Yeah, I think when you look at a lot of the teams, the emphasis is for you to go and break teams down. A lot of teams now maybe put themselves in a situation where they'll defend deep in numbers and look to counter-attack. So you've got to be able to, you know, utilise the players that you've got, because you know we're trying to play a certain way, if the players can't do it, they've got to be comfortable in how they're playing as well. And that's where it takes maybe a little bit of time, and then hence, you know, why managers keep getting sacked all the time, I don't know. You need a bit of time to actually move the squad around to how you actually want to go and do it, and I might take a couple of windows to do that.
What type of squad do you think you're inheriting?
Well, obviously a lot of new players came in, and so Nigel was trying to build a squad in that respect, so I think it was about 20 players that came in last year. So, you know, a team that's, you know, will feel the anguish of missing out on the playoffs last season, and ones that want to come back stronger for next year to give themselves a go. You know, we want ambitious players, I'm sure they all are, but until we get in and speak to them individually, look at them as a group, we watch games. Until you actually get in amongst them, then we'll have more of an idea as well.
Nigel Clough, in his last press conference, said that the most important thing for next year was to improve defensively, that they needed to sort of have that stronger spine. Yeah. Is that going to be one of your first targets, do you think?
I think you always look at it, you know, defence wins championships, goals win your games. That's a phrase that's always been used. And we'll have to look at it. And again, you've got to keep it out at one end and stick it in the other. That's how you win your games of football. Set plays are always important as well. I mean, 30% of goals come from set plays. Whatever level you're looking at, it's important that you get that right. So you've got to be big enough and bold enough to be able to deal with them situations defensively and offensively. So, you know, it's the whole thing, the whole makeup of getting yourself in a situation to win games of football. There's many aspects that you actually break down that can give you opportunity to make that happen.
Are you going to get the kind of finances you need, you think, to shape this squad quickly? It's going to be a difficult division with Wigan coming down, who've got the parachute payments. You're going to need a bit of money, aren't you, to get this team up?
Yeah, but as you said, you've got to work under the financial restraints, and I'm sure a lot of players were, when you look at it, were brought in and they'll still be under contract for, you know, next season and maybe a season beyond that as well. So, you know, we've got to give all the players the opportunity to keep moving forward, and as a club we've got to keep moving forward. So, you know, my responsibility along with everybody is to try and keep pushing the boundaries as much as possible. But I will be certainly working with the owners because they want the same thing. We all want the same thing. So we've got to make sure that if there is any, from the recruitment point of view moving forward, that we've got to make sure that we're very wise in what we're doing.
What price a Billy Sharp return? That's what the fans want to know.
Well, I had Sharpie, didn't I? I had him at we had him at Scunthorpe and we sold him to Sheffield United. And took him down to Southampton at the right time to score us the goals to get out of the Championship into the Premier League. And I even took him on loan at Reading. So Sharpie's a player that we've always known. But he's a Leeds United player at this moment in time. And listen, we've just got to get in and just see where we go from here.
Just a final one. We've talked about the similarities in some of your other jobs that you've had. But is this the biggest challenge? Is it the toughest challenge, do you think, you've taken on in your managerial career?
Well, it's the next one. So, yeah, it is. It's one that we're really looking forward to embrace. And obviously the club, you know, we all want to be in the next division. So the expectation level this season is to get ourselves out of this division and into the next one. We just need to keep a calmness about what we do, keep the passion that is around the football club with the supporters and everybody's here. We're all passionate and just keep all that energy controlled in the same way that we stay united as one to give ourselves that opportunity to overcome what is going to be a very, very challenging division.